This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Fuel price volatility continues as war negotiations resume. We'll have more from Gas Buddy right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
For the duration of the U.S.-Israel war with Iran, oil prices have been on a roller coaster ride. That volatility continues as negotiations resume in Pakistan. Patrick DeHaan, the senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com, said oil prices decreased last week following news of the ceasefire. However, prices turned higher over the weekend as that ceasefire appeared to be failing. While prices move higher to start the week, DeHaan said the volatility may be dying down.
Oil prices only up 6% instead of reacting in a more significant way. And that may be good news for motorists that are kind of sick of the roller coaster ride of fluctuating oil prices.
When it comes to the future of oil prices and fuel prices, it's really difficult to make predictions with any kind of certainty. However, DeHaan said it would take a substantial amount of time to see improvements in fuel and oil prices, even if an agreement between the U.S. and Iran is reached by the end of April.
It would likely take several months of full normalization to really start to see improvement. So quite a bit of time. I would estimate that for every day we continue to see the situation take hold, that it could be a week to fully recover. And so at this point, 50 days into this situation, we may be at a point where it may take some 50 weeks to fully recover after the strait has been reopened.
For more information, visit GasBuddy.com. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.